Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Well, as we're saying, hotel and guest owners are welcoming Budget 2021 and its measure to aid the recovery of the tourism and hospitality sector, while the Restaurants Association are saying it's a step in the right direction towards saving the industry, with the Finance Minister acknowledging 2020 as the toughest year for many businesses. COVID restrictions have seen hundreds of thousands of workers laid off and left the economy on its knees in many tourist areas. John Cook has been finding out all of this in County Kerry, and he joins me now from Killarney, where things have been very quiet this year, John.
Yes, Sarah, though I'm told July and August did bring lots of domestic tourists on staycations, many telling local tour providers they'd swapped the Costa del Sol for the Wild Atlantic Way this year, but level 3 restrictions put paid to any cross-county travel in recent weeks, and may as well be level 5 according to many of the people I spoke to working in the hugely important tourism and hospitality sector in Kerry, including one of Killarney's longest-serving Jarvies, who I met at the Haha area of the town. It's where the Jarvies operate. There should be 30 of them when they're busy. He was the only one there today.
My name is Danny Ferris. I'm a jaunting cab driver here in Killarney. I was born in Killarney. I've lived all my life here, and I'm one of the locals.
Tell me about the horse.
My horse is called Pele. He's called after a very famous Kerry footballer. He's called Pele. He'll kick with both legs, left and right.
Very good.
Tourism is everything here in Killarney. You know, the Johnny Carr started off, of course, going up to the railway stations and bringing people with their luggage to the hotels and all that kind of thing. It took off from there, because then we have the lovely national parks here, and, you know, there's no automobiles allowed through the parks, and the Johnny Carr goes through there, and we give people a running commentary and give them the history of everything and give them a good drive.
Tourism worth over €400 million to Killarney a year, attracting 1.1 million tourists and growing these last few years. But what has COVID-19 done?
I didn't get the 4 million anyway, John. I didn't get the four. I didn't even get two. This virus thing has wrecked us. You know, it really wrecked. I think we usually start around March with our carriages and the jaunting cars, and we didn't start this year till into July. And only for the Irish people, the people who stayed at home, and not for the first time, the Irish people bailed us out. We're going back there to square one now, you know, the shorter season and the hotels closing, and, you know, of course, the people that are not allowed to come out of their own county, that's a big blow to us, yes. John.
A lot of people looking to the government to bail out the tourism sector in Killarney and other places in the budget today. What would you say to them?
I would hope they do something anyway, and not crucified, and not put on taxes, and Jesus, give the people a break.
And that's long-serving Killarney Jarvie Danny Ferris looking for a break there for the crucified tourist sector, as he puts it. Was there much interest in the budget speech locally, John?
Yeah, quite a lot of anticipation among the many tourism operators I spoke to, like B&B owners, for instance, Sarah. Many of them didn't even open this year, or restaurants are trying to get customers now dining outside, but the autumn temperatures are dropping and many say they're struggling. I watched the budget speech at the Drumhall Hotel on Muckross Road in Killarney in the company of owner and Irish Hotels Federation chair in Kerry, Bernadette Randalls.
I think we've 36 hotels in Killarney, and at the moment there are 5 of them opened. Our staff are either gone on pup, they're doing X's and O's and taking some holidays, or they might have 16 hours work. For us in Drumhall, we have shut down the hotel. It's just not viable to keep a hotel open with one person or two people staying in. You don't know when the rooms are going to come or not come. But we did keep Cane's open, outside dining, 15 people, just to keep the lights on, let people have a cup of tea or coffee if they want it, or even have a meal. But look, it's freezing. It's untenable. Tourism, more so than anybody, will take a lot of the brunt of this. And it's one of the reasons I feel the government, they just have to help out. There's no choice. In Kerry, we're looking at 15,000 jobs directly. Around Ireland, we're looking at 270,000 jobs, 9 billion to the Exchequer. We don't have it, but why should our people not have jobs or money because of no fault of their own?
Well, we're going to watch the budget so and see what Ministers Donoghue and McGrath have to say so.
In relation to VAT, you reduce VAT rate for the hospitality and tourism sector from 13.5% to 9%, with effect from the 1st of November of this year.
Bernadette, that's the big one that everyone's been waiting for in your sector, the VAT reduction. How significant is it when you don't have customers at the minute?
Well, I suppose it's not very significant. Very significant for next year when you're going to trade with people, when we're doing business with people for 2021, when hopefully we will have outside guests coming back in, that we can trade now, put in our rates of what they're going to be. So for next year, it is very significant. This year, I don't think it's going to do anything.
I commend this budget to that.
There you have it, Bernadette. Budget 2021. If we winter this out, we can summer anywhere. What does that mean for Killarney? What does that mean for your business?
First of all, we have to welcome the VAT for next year. It's definitely helped towards businesses. The rates waiver going on further till the end of the year is another help for businesses. But I suppose you'll have to go back into most of it and see what happens. I was disappointed there wasn't more for the employee, but maybe I didn't pick that up fully. That's just me personally.
Well, there's a commitment to those wage subsidies. There's an application for further funding, but I think people might have been looking for higher rates.
I think higher rates, like, can you live on, you know, 203 or 300 euros a week? I'm not so sure. Will people want to come to work if they can avail of the pub? We're back in the same, you know, kind of criteria again. Are we opened? Are we closed? Again, we won't know for another 2 weeks. So it's all about people. It's all about the safety of people, and it's all about keeping businesses alive. How you get all three together, I'm not so very sure. It looks okay. I mean, lots of different organisations like disabilities and people like that, they got money and they need it. And everybody that's asked for money needs it. I know the government have tried to do their best, but maybe they need to do more.
And that's the thoughts of Kerry hotelier Bernadette Randles there. And obviously there are so many tourism and hospitality businesses in Killarney. John, who else have you been speaking to?
Yeah, I'll have more to bring you later on in the programme. But one more for now, Sarah. Mike Buckley is the chairman of the Kerry Convention Bureau. He's also managing director of Kerry Coaches, a business that he says is 95% reliant on the international tourist market. So 130 bus drivers of his have been out of work since March.
Things have been dire, John. We faced Armageddon in 2020. Our business went from what was looking like an exceptionally busy season on the back of three or four very good seasons to zero. So our business effectively has been closed since the 13th of March.
Any hope coming out of the budget there for you, because the government telling you we will get through this crisis?
They're telling us they'll get through, but unfortunately we need to see the hard cash. We need to see the type of grant schemes that they're talking about, and we need to see what the detail are in relation to continuity grants and the scale of those and how quickly they can be delivered, because quite honestly, a lot of my compatriots all over the country, from Donegal down to West Cork, are just about hanging in there at the moment. We're talking about survival of very, very viable transport companies the length and breadth of this country.
There was announcements regarding public transport there. You'd be hoping for some of that money perhaps, or something to come your way.
Yeah, well, there's €1 billion for public transport. Again, I think it's important to emphasise the importance of the private operator in relation to public transport in this country. 90% of the school transport system is operated by private individuals on behalf of Bus Éireann. The private operators are moving a huge amount of people. In coach tourism alone, we moved 2 million visitors last year. We need to get back to those levels, but until we do, we need support.
What about the carbon tax and the fuel increases that we will see? Carbon tax, 750 per ton.
It's going to affect us because the cost of diesel is going up as of midnight tonight. That's going to add to our operational costs. In relation to hydrogen buses or electric buses, obviously, they're being trialled in cities in Europe. But unfortunately, the reality is we're going to be using fossil fuels for a number of years. The difficulty we have is that fossil fuels are expensive, and we need a fuel rebate basically to counter that. The one positive of the budget today was the COVID restriction support scheme. I would say 95% of our businesses in the coach tourism sector and in coach travel in Ireland are family businesses. All of those businesses have been decimated by COVID-19, and I'm sure a lot of people will be able to apply for support under the COVID restriction support scheme. Now, again, the devil is in the detail. We don't know what the mechanics of that are, but certainly that's a short-term fillip. The 55 million that was announced for tourism businesses support, again, we need to get a portion of that money. We need to see what sectors are being supported within that tourism support scheme. So look, let's wait for the detail.
And that was coach tour operator Mike Buckley in Killarney. And we'll